My name is Joe Prusaki. I'm Director of Statistics Division within USDA NAS.
Well, Joe, let's take a moment. 2007 Census of Agriculture. What's in store for folks?
Well, the 2000 Census of Agriculture is due out on February 4th, 2009. And I say it's a accumulation or the end of the road for a long process that started back in the end of 2007. We're going to have quite a bit of information available for folks.
Why is the census so important? What do we gain from all of this information that's available?
That's a good question. The thing that's kind of interesting with our regular production reports that are very, you know, market sensitive and that sort of thing, well, the census is a longer term look at things where we're seeing the change in generational farming. Who's the next generation of farming going to be? What does farming look like today? Getting down to the county level, are we seeing a lot more small farms around city centers? Are we seeing, you know, just a shift in what farming looks like? And the census tells us that. That's the only place we can see that.
Census has been a part of the U.S. for how long? I mean, a long time.
Yes, George Washington actually did the first census back in the day. But we in recent years, it was like every 10 years with a population census. And then, probably in the 80s, we went to every 5 years on a cycle with years ending in 2 and 7.
When we look at, because that's the other thing that I think some people question is, okay, we collected this information in 2007, but it's not going to be available to us until 2009. There's a lot of things that can change in that amount of time.
Sure, there's a lot of change that can change, but just if you think about it, just the whole structure of agriculture is pretty much, you know, I don't know, constant, but it doesn't move too fast. And the idea is, what will we see in the future? What can we get out of the census to see to look forward?
So who really uses the information that's going to be available?
Well, a lot of folks university, the extension groups at the universities, you know, trying to say, okay, what's the look makeup of our farmers in certain counties? How do we tailor program delivery to these areas? Industry groups, you know, machinery manufacturers and distributors of feed, fertilizer, and fuel, looking to see where are the farmers? Where do we need to situate our facilities? Where do services need to be provided? You can think about ag bankers and that sort of thing. Where do services need to be provided? And you can get that from the census.
When you look at how the information is collected these days, it's changed a little bit.
It's a little bit different how the information comes back because we still do primarily mail out, mail back. However, we are getting quite a bit by the internet these days. And it's when you do it by internet, it saves everybody time and money.
But I was going to say, does that help with folks maybe a little bit more willing to fill out the information?
The advantage of that is when they go on the internet, they can kind of work through it, save it, and then finish it up on their own time. It's instead of getting this piece of paper in the mail, okay, let me fill it out and mail it back. You know, sometime when they're, you know, checking their markets, you know, checking their portfolios at the end of the day, seeing what the stocks look like, seeing what their grain positions are or their livestock positions, maybe take a chance to fill out the census.
So again, it'll be coming out February 2009.
Just February 2009. And I want to thank everybody who took the time to fill it out because it does take some time. And I do appreciate all the time and effort people that take to fill it out because it does provide vital information for everyone in agriculture.